Good morning. I just want to start out with saying a couple thank yous. Thank you to Jeff for allowing me to come out here. Thank you, Pat, for the words just now. And thank you to Xander. I saw him walk away, but for reading this morning's portion of the word. I wanted to go ahead and start out with a little introduction of myself. My name is Alex Cooper. I am from Cleburne, Texas, which is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I am all the way up here in the beautiful St. Louis. So I'm in the Explore program. I'll be here until June. I've got my support group back there in the middle. And I work at Doorways, providing housing, health, and hope for individuals and families affected with HIV and AIDS in the St. Louis area and the bi-state area. And when I had this scripture come up, I initially started thinking kind of where that was relevant in my life right now, which was a little difficult because sometimes, you know, we're not really used to being out in the wilderness of sin or the desert of sin, as some might say, and thirsting. But as I started to really read into it and I started to look into it more, I started realizing that every day I'm faced with this normalcy, this same landscape, the same view, the same backdrop. And I started realizing that there are things in there that are life-bringing, that have that water in them. But I found myself reading and rereading the segment about, the section, I guess, about the Israelites complaining, and they were quarreling with Moses. And they kept saying, "We're thirsty, we're thirsty." And I just kept reading that over and over and just realizing they were so ungrateful. And if you ask my mother, she'll probably tell you that I was ungrateful growing up. Was she wrong? Probably not. But it made me question whether or not I was really thankful for the times that I needed to be thankful. And the Israelites seemed like that was more of their struggle. That was what they were really trying to quarrel with, was do we be ungrateful in this situation and long for the water that we're so thirsty for, or do we recognize that we have been quenched in other ways? Going through the wilderness of sin, I would say, is probably not my ideal summer road trip, and I don't think it's anybody here's either. But I definitely relate to the Israelite people. Their complaining and their nagging to Moses they're trying to find that life-bearing source. They're trying to find the thing that's going to keep them going in this desert, in this wilderness. And I feel like I find myself, again, there all the time, just wandering, longing, hoping for something, for that promised land that's on the other side of it. But as we all know, we don't normally just come across that very easily. Sometimes it takes us 40 years of wandering before we finally find that promised land. But it seems almost impossible while you're in it. And that's the thing that really got me, was that in the moment, it seems like there's nothing good that's going to come out of it. And that really jumped out at me, because I find myself in situations every day of just not appreciating the little things, not appreciating that I've left a place of like the Israelites, of maybe of hostility, and found myself in this new loving place. I always come back to a negative thing. I always come back to finding something that I can nitpick, finding something that is just not setting right with me, and I focus on it. But that same scenery every day, the same trees, the same rocks, the same grass, the same sky, all of that, without the Israelites knowing, had something behind it. And so when they called out to God, when they called out to Moses to call out to God, and they're saying, "We're thirsty, where is this water at? Why would you bring us out of the desert? Why would you bring us out in here and try to kill us with thirst? We could have been happy as slaves back in Egypt and had water to drink." And it's that moment of finally Moses snapping. Finally, Moses can't handle that pressure anymore, and he finally just calls out to God and just says, "What do I do with these ungrateful people? They are driving me insane." And I love that because I think that's so relatable. I think that we all find ourselves in that moment where we're just like, I cannot handle this anymore. And what do I do? And so he calls out to God, and God, what I love here is that God didn't answer in anger. God didn't answer in bitterness or resentment. God wasn't upset. God just says, take a group of the elders, take the staff that I gave you before, and I want you to meet me at this rock. And it's that rock that they probably passed three times that same day. They probably have been walking around it for 3 weeks, have no idea where they're going. They're wandering. They're lost. But God says, meet me at that rock and strike that rock. And I love that because rocks are so barren. They're so dry. They're hard. They're firm. They have no life on them. And God says, if you're really thirsty, I will quench your thirst. So go to the thing that has no life in it. Go to the thing that is the exact opposite of what you're looking for. It's dusty. And we've all been there where we're just thirsty. I'm from Texas, so the heat of the summer is unbearable. And when you're outside and there's no bottle of water and there's no water fountain, there's no faucet anywhere, it is like every rock on the ground makes you even thirstier. And I think we all know that feeling. So when they get to that rock, Moses gets that rock and he strikes it. And it doesn't really say how he strikes it. I like to imagine that he was probably a little sassy about it, so he just tapped it. But maybe he actually hit it pretty hard. I don't know. But I like to imagine Moses getting up there and he's just kind of, you know, not breaking eye contact, just kind of, are you serious? You're really here? And taps it, and then water starts to pour out. And I love this scripture because it's so natural. It's we know that picture of some sort of spring in a mountainside that's just trickling out of the rocks. And we know that picture of a little waterfall coming down the rocks and carving its way through the rocks. And what it reminds me of is the Israelite people go back and they're quenched. They're happy. They're content. And it really reminds me of a time a few years ago I was taking care of my mom's cousin. She was 52 and on hospice with liver and kidney failure. And I spent my days with her from about noon to 6 o'clock until my grandmother could get off work and be with her. And growing up with a grandmother who was a hospice nurse, I was very familiar with this, very comfortable with this. But one of the things that I always loved was that my cousin Alice wanted to just sit outside on the porch. And she couldn't do it often. She could do it maybe once every 2 days, once every 3 days, when she could really muster up the strength to go out there. But all she wanted to do was sit on the front porch. And she said, until now, I never appreciated the trees that I drove by every day and the grass that I walked on every day and how blue the sky is. And so I think about that because we would sit on the front porch, her in the wheelchair, and I was sitting on a rocking chair typically, and she would just stare at the trees. I mean, we would sit out there for hours. And the trees that were so barren to her in her life, the trees that she drove by every day, the trees that she knew where they were, she probably knew them by name, those trees, but it took an event for them to bring life to her. And I love that. I love that sometimes it takes something, and sometimes it can be a negative thing that it takes, but I think we can always find that life-bearing source in our everyday life. And she ended up passing away on Easter morning of 2014. And when we buried her, she was very poor, very little money. And so it was county-funded funeral. and it was in a plot that was owned by the county, and we weren't expecting too much, you know. I mean, funds are low in a lot of places. But she was buried in the roots of an oak tree. And so whenever I see these big trees, when I see these trees that I drive by every day, the trees that I just walk by, you can ask any of my roommates. I hug them. I'm a literal tree hugger. And I thank those trees for growing and for becoming so big and so strong and so life-bearing, because they've brought so much life to so many. And I think that sometimes I lose that. And so I try to do that. But what this is the normal, the everyday, the day-to-day, wandering in the desert, here's that rock, here's the grass, I am so thirsty, and I just need a glass of water, and you're in the desert. And we encounter that all the time, every day, where we're yearning for something. There's something that we're missing that needs to bring us life. And the water is what brings us life. And that, what Pat said earlier was that it's the water of the Spirit. It's where it comes from, and not necessarily what it's doing, what it is. And so I encourage you to find that everyday rock that you pass, and how can that be turned into a life-bearing source for you? It's definitely something that I have tried to adopt recently, especially within my program. The program really focuses on intentionality and what you're doing with your life. How are you focusing your time and energy? And so we get a few days off in the week. We get Fridays off and Saturdays off. And that time is a Sabbath time. That time is a time to focus on what you need to focus on. Focus on what brings you life in your everyday. And I have found that in the everyday outside, how blue that sky is, how gray the clouds are, the smell of rain whenever it hits, the hot sun, and sometimes the humidity. Sometimes I can find joy in that. But those everyday interactions with normal things, the walls, I'm thankful that they can keep a roof over our head. I'm thankful that the windows can keep the elements outside and keep it comfortable in here. I'm thankful for chairs that I can sit in. I'm thankful for the table and what that brings to me. And it's hard. It's really hard. And that's the thing. And that's where I relate the most with the Israelites, is that it's so difficult to find the good things in life sometimes. There are just times when we are just in that wilderness wandering and wandering. But then Moses taps the rock, and God brings that life-bearing source. So I encourage you to look for that in your upcoming week, in your weeks ahead. Thanks.